Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, November 11th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today. Tech looks to regain some footing. Is remote work the new normal? And vaccine deals. Leading today's news. Pandemic favorites sold off for a second day on Tuesday, though tech climbed ahead of the broader market overnight, with NASDAQ futures rising 1.1% and the Dow and S&P 500 up 0.7%. While an abrupt macro-positive shock, such as this week's vaccine news, can lift all value stocks for some time, there's a need to separate short-term tactical moves from the medium-term prognosis, said analysts at Bernstein. The U.S. bond market is shut today for Veterans Day, with the yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury just several basis points away from the 1% level. The AP also reported that Democrats have clinched a majority in the House of Representatives, albeit with a slimmer margin, as President Trump continues to dispute the results of the presidential election. In other news, investors are still assessing whether trends like working from home will continue after a vaccine arrives, but some are more confident they are not going to reverse themselves. Remote work is here to stay, according to former IBM CEO Jenny Romity, and will become part of a hybrid work model that sees some people travel to the office while others stay at home. The digital acceleration will continue because people have now seen what is possible, she added. Google and Amazon are allowing employees to work from home until summer 2021, while Facebook, Twitter, and Square are among tech names that have announced staff members could work from home permanently. Following in the footsteps of the UK, the European Union is next to secure an experimental vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech shortly after it was announced to be 90% effective in preventing COVID-19. This is the most promising vaccine so far, the bloc declared, announcing a contract for up to 300 million doses. Once this vaccine becomes available, our plan is to deploy it quickly everywhere in Europe. There will be a fourth contract with a pharmaceutical company to buy vaccines, and more will come, because we need to have a broad portfolio of vaccines based on different technologies. Health insurers and hospital operators staged a modest rally on Tuesday in apparent reaction to comments from Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Chief Justice John Roberts surrounding the Affordable Care Act. It's hard for you to argue that Congress intended the entire act to fall if the mandate was struck down, said Roberts, who authored the 2012 and 2015 rulings that upheld Obamacare in previous Republican legal challenges. The Trump administration had argued that the individual mandate, ruled as unconstitutional by an appeals court almost a year ago, is not severable. Therefore, Obamacare is unconstitutional and should be repealed. UPS is lifting a long-standing ban on facial hair, as well as afros and braids, as part of an effort to celebrate diversity rather than corporate restrictions, according to an announcement on an internal website and reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. The delivery giant said the changes, which also include eliminating gender-specific rules, reflect our values and desire to have all UPS employees feel comfortable, genuine, and authentic. With more than 500,000 workers globally, UPS has a long list of personal appearance guidelines that impact everything from hairstyles to length of shorts, piercings, and tattoos. Walmart and General Motors crews are planning to test using self-driving cars to deliver customer orders, which will take place in the early part of next year in Scottsdale, Arizona. If the program works well, the two companies could expand it to other stores. You've seen us test drive with self-driving cars in the past, and we're continuing to learn a lot about how they can shape the future of retail, said Tom Ward, Senior Vice President of Customer Product, Walmart US. We're excited to add crews to our lineup of autonomous vehicle pilots as we continue to chart a whole new roadmap for retail. On Monday, the Golden Arches said it had developed a plant-based patty called the McPlant, crafted exclusively for McDonald's by McDonald's, that will be tested in 2021 on a market-by-market basis. The news sent shares of Beyond Meat, a previous Mickey D's partner in Canada, tumbling that morning, as well as later in the session, as weak pandemic demand hit its Q3 results. Following the moves, A spokesman for Beyond Meat said that both the company and McDonald's co-created the plant-based patty, but that part was likely one that shouldn't have been said aloud. All the investment we're making here, all the scaling we're doing here, would suggest the relationship with McDonald's is really strong, Beyond Meat CEO Ethan Brown told Jim Cramer. That's really all I could say. Hong Kong's government dismissed four opposition lawmakers overnight after China passed a law permitting the disqualification of officials deemed unpatriotic without having to go through the courts. The news also prompted the en masse resignation of 16 remaining opposition lawmakers in the city's 70-seat legislative council. Back in June, Beijing also bypassed the legislative council to impose controversial national security legislation, causing G7 nations to accuse China of violating the terms of the 1997 handover agreement and the U.S. to sanction local officials. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green, with gold slightly down. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.